part. And excuse me. Now I understand why they're saying that. We're allowing true transmission. So in other words, the energies are coming forth in the spoken word, but they're also coming through a vibrational consent. So they're just showing me like winning an Emmy award or Oscar or whatever. This is in fact what we're entitled to. This is what we're providing our good counsel, our good acceptance, our good like Wheel of Fortune. So this would be like our destiny card, where we're coming into our own agreement to come into our holy influence. So the holy influence is leaving the conditioned night. It's leaving that conditioned outlook where we're seeing things through disadvantage, good, bad, right, wrong, up, down. So we're, as we open our higher heart, we're opening our heart to true witnessing. This means receiving ourselves in our total claim, in our total prosperity, in our total lift-off presence. So in English, it's really uniting with your sacred heart. It's uniting with your freedom, where you're moving into your new broadcast of love. So we want to remember the greatest gift, the greatest truth is the vibrational essence of love. And so as we hold that, as we hold that forthright, as we hold that in our, they're saying like our eyes dawning. So this is our third eye. So again, we're bringing forth accurate vision, accurate synchronicity. So everything is coming to our rightful place, to our rightful assurance, to our rightful advantage. So as you will receive the gifts of true treasure, this is who you are in your truth. That's beyond samsara. That's beyond the belief in suffering. That's beyond judgment. That's beyond duality. As we bring this forthright, in other words, it's your right to bring it forth. It's your right to bring forth the excellent alliance, the excellent endowment, the excellent unification, because this is where we come into our upright position. So instead of the altar being defiled, we're raising. So remember, it's like the resurrection. It's the alignment with the truth of our prosperity, with the truth of our oneness. So in essence, we're opening up that vault of secret pleasures. So those pleasures are creating with the mysteries, creating with light, creating with, they're showing me like Kuan Yin with the golden vase. So again, we are here bringing the new tomorrows, bringing the advancement, bringing the holy remembrance, bringing our total picture and claim. So just imagine new painters, new decorators, whatever it is, new architects that have a new plan. So this is where we allow ourselves with forthright pleasure. So in other words, it doesn't matter the false beliefs that you've been carrying. It doesn't matter the generational teachings or propaganda or whatever it is, again, without judgment. It's really realizing that we are here as the architects of the golden light. So the more that we come into our new tomorrows, in other words, dropping your past understanding of self, all of the beliefs that we incarnated in, and allowing at last our true remembrance to take hold, to take witness. So this is where we're coming to our wholeness. We're coming into our true essence. And in that unified field, we open up true relevance. So we're not trying to do things the way you would in 3D. So it's not, I got to work hard, I got to chisel away, I got to be cutthroat, I got to work 90 hours. It's that we're receiving, anchoring in, trusting, abiding by, saluting, welcoming, endorsing our golden light. So as you will receive this place of honor, as you will receive this honor of certainty is recognizing this is who you are. This is why you're here in this incarnation, is to bring in the true breath of light, the true understanding of self. So that end, that understanding of self, just imagine, you could just imagine a gaze like in a speedometer or your oven or anything where you've got that needle that's rising. Remember the resurrection, like that needle rising, moving into a liftoff posturing position, status. So we want to really feel that golden energy. I've got a golden ankh, and that golden ankh is being administered, is being canvassed, is being received by each and every. So the true life, the true meaning of who you are, bringing the light in seemingly darkness, in the dark ages, which is the incarnation we've been involved in, the consciousness, excuse me, we've been involved in. So this incarnation is taking hold in its true relevance. In other words, why we're here. Why we're here. So imagine the energy of an architect, of a builder. And so what we're doing is building with this golden light, with this golden retrieval, with this golden certainty. So instead of stressing, straining, worrying, fearing, forecasting doubt, all that we've been subjected to in our old placement, so now it's like, imagine taking a giant step forward. You may use a pole vault, you may just jump, you may have a trampoline, but you may just jump upstairs, you may feel like a frog just jumping along. But what you want to feel is an exact movement, an exact energy exchange, where you acknowledge yourself in your new placement, in your new home life, in your new relevance. So receive that golden essence, receive the ankh of life, receive your higher intelligence, receive your third eye, bringing forth brilliant accuracy, brilliant realization. And what we're receiving is our true essence, our true alignment. So from this new posturing, from this new place of prosperity, we materialize, we bring forth, we attract our new home life, our new residence, our new acquirement. So this isn't changing families. This isn't changing addresses. Well, it is in a way, but this is not the physical exchange. This is the energetic alignment of totality, so that there's no more aligning with that heaviness of past consciousness. It's not that the world isn't still going to do its thing. It's that you are agreeing to an upgraded version of holy matrimony, of holy consent, where the energies of light are administering to your heavenly request. So you feel like you have a new spiritual gift coming in. You feel like your relationship needs some resurrecting, that the old is too heavy. You have a physical issue that you know is ready for healing as you align with your trusted self of assurance. So in other words, it was manifested out of lower consciousness, and now you're moving into your heavenly upright positioning. So all of these shifts, all of these changes are being mandated by your higher influence, by your higher self. So we're no longer looking abroad. We're no longer looking at the news to see how our life is going. We're tuning into our richness of heavenly treasure. In other words, we are the creators of the new earth, and we create with our golden light, with our golden heavenly trust, with our golden influence. So as we will receive the outpouring it's like liberated pleasure. So just imagine you're receiving new blueprints. So remember, we're the architects. New blueprints, new consciousness, new favorable gesturing. So in essence, the addiction that we had in the old consciousness doesn't hold any weight, doesn't have any likeliness. There's no relevance in our new holiness, in our new relevance. So we're acclimating to our trusted gifting. In other words, this is why we're here. This is why we're here, because we are the seers. We are like heaven's best, if you will, and we're able to receive with assurance. So the more we understand that this is all a mechanics of consciousness, we can easily agree to our inserted value. So just imagine a marker of consciousness, and it's like, okay, now focus on this new marker. When we remember that it's all a matter of degrees, it's all a matter of willingness, it's all a matter of assimilation, then we understand our power. We understand that we have left the world of fear, left the world of tangible evidence, and really realizing that everything is energy, everything's in motion, everything's subject to change as we establish a new coordinate. So allow yourselves to receive the gifts of the heart. This is what you're now ready to encompass, what you're now ready to ascribe to. So the new gifting, the new acquirement, again, it's like releasing the old, allowing that overhaul again without subjected interest. What they mean by that is without judgment. There's no judgment that ones have been in error. There's no judgment that ones didn't know the truth of self. We're here to bring forth good news. You wouldn't judge someone that has a poor sewage system. You would just show them the new technology. You would be like, here, I have a better way to do this. Let me help. Let me help. So what we're doing is helping ourselves. So we each have an entitlement. In other words, there's an area of our lives, what we consider to be our personal lifestyle, our lives, that needs some fine tuning, that could use an upgrade, that can use a second helping of love, of light. So as we agree to pay attention, this is a paying attention to our new forecast, our new opportunity, our new engagement. We turn on the light. We open up those new travel ways, those new roadmaps of light for all to witness and see. So this is the last part of it, is we're releasing the judgment. Well, if my father hadn't done this, if my brother didn't do that. So again, this is the energy of the ego, the old dynasty, if you will. And so we want to remember that we're saluting heaven's gate, heaven's support in bringing forth the new majesty, the new giftings. So allow yourselves to receive these gifts of light with clear satisfaction. That means 100%, yes, I'm on board. Yes, I'm on board. With no looking back. So no looking back. It's like that story of Lot, was it? He looked back and whatever happened to him. Looking back is agreeing upon yesterday. Looking back is, no, I don't want the new. What about the old? So that's where we want to just remember to, it's sort of like when you're doing gymnastics and you stick a landing. It's like you don't take too many steps or you lose points. So it's like just a quick little hop and then you stick it, you land. You assert your heavenly value. In other words, God's here, your higher self's here, your I Am presence has come to align with you to bring forth the treasures of your heart. Your job is to stay committed and say yes. Why? By all means. By all means, please do come in. Please do come in and take over and engage with me in fullness of rapture. I don't need to go in the past. I don't need to see how that soap opera finished, because this is going to be more drama. Just going to be more drama. So I stick that landing in my new presence, in my new aptitude, in my new completion. Now, imagine having golden slippers, golden talisman, and like you can have a little ankle bracelet with a little ankh at the end of your ankle bracelet. You can have golden platform shoes. You can have golden fuzzy slippers, golden sneakers, golden high heels, golden ice skates, roller skates, boots, snow boots, or simply your beautiful bare feet, golden nail polish, golden toe rings. Something where you come into full agreement with your mastery status, saying, I am here. I am committed to my I Am presence in my all-knowing value from this moment forward. And receive the keys of the heart. Receive and welcome the golden age of light. So it is. So let's take a moment to receive that activation and fullness. Allowing all prescriptions, meaning allowing all aspects of life to be touched by your light, to be touched by your golden witness. You may suddenly see relatives, friends, trouble spots of the earth just popping in because you're blessing them with that light. Trust whatever arrives. I just saw someone I knew in second grade appear. Haven't seen them since second grade, and yet here they are. Here they are. We're all one. We're all one. Time is an illusion. Second grade is as relevant as yesterday. We're all one. Let us receive. Someone's amplifying that light for all of the earth. Trust whatever arrives. Trust whatever arrives. And so it is.